Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Friday night. State of Wisconsin, broadcasting live all over the state from beautiful downtown Green Bay. Great to have you with me as we head into the weekend, this March Madness weekend. There's so much going on. There's going to be basketball all weekend. Roadhouse is out, the movie. Sydney Sweeney is playing a nun in the movie Immaculate that's in theaters. Yeah, okay. There's so much going on. And it all starts right here at Nightlight. We're going to have some fun tonight. I have great guests tonight. I'm very excited. It's kind of, they're all sort of regulars. They're all Nightlight besties. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here at 7:35. She's going to hang out with me in studio for as long as she likes, or until there's a medical emergency. Brittany Merlot will be along at 8:05 to talk about storms we are supposed to get in Wisconsin. We've sort of circumvented bad weather till this point, aside from that January snowstorm we had in early January. That was really the only taste of winter we've had. Other than that, it's been pretty mild. So Brittany will tell us what to expect in the next week. We do have some bad weather headed our way, and she'll be excited about that. She loves winter. So we will look forward to seeing a big smile on her face as she tells us what we can expect. And of course, it's Friday night, which means not automatically, but we have Terry Barr here quite often on Friday nights to discuss music that she will be showcasing on her show that she co-hosts on Saturday in Madison called Max Inc. And I will say, I mean, Conrad, correct me if I'm wrong. I would say the last three times Terry's been here, the music she's brought with her has been outstanding.
Yeah, it has been really great.
So they get really good talent on the show. And they perform live down in Madison at the Civic Media headquarters studio. So you won't want to miss that. Terry's always fun to talk to as well. So three fun guests tonight. Kristen Lyerly at 7:35, Brittany Merlot at 8:05, and Terry Barr at 8:35. And did we find out about the Badgers?
Sorry.
Conrad's a little discombobulated over there. What's going on? You're okay? You okay, buddy?
Well, yeah.
Echoing again?
We are echoing on the app and on air right now. The only place that can hear us right now is StreamYard. Or YouTube, Facebook,
We're not echoing Twitter. On those?
No, we are not.
Okay. Well, this is unfortunate. So you're telling me everyone who was listening to this show...
It's like a very bad echo right now.
So who do we call? How do we?
I am doing my steps over on this side to try to get this resolved.
There's a hardware store down the street. Sherry's listening on Facebook. She says, "Hi, Pete from Horicon." Hi, Sherry. Sherry, do you hear an echo? We have to get to the bottom of this. Conrad's on it. I'm not going to distract him. Not on Facebook, just the app. Look at Sherry listening on both. All right, so the show will continue. For those of you listening on the app, on Facebook or the stream on YouTube, we will continue like nothing's happening. Those of you who are listening on the radio, I'm sure you've turned it by now, but I hope we can get this figured out. It just started right before the show. So I'm doing the show. Hi, Stacy Sue. She says no echo. So we've got at least a few people listening on Facebook. We will continue. We will do the show geared toward the stream. I wonder if this has anything to do with the Badgers. I think the Badgers are trying to derail me, maybe. Kind of some cool stuff. I drove down here tonight, and I have on my car, it has that, I think it's just called lane change alert. And I still am not used to it. It's so strange. Like, basically what happens is if you don't signal and you try to switch lanes, the whole car starts shaking and slowing down. And I don't think I like that. I know it's a safety feature, and you're probably better off having it than not. But it's very unsettling when you're driving. And, you know, I look, I always check, and I should signal every time. I realize that. But I don't know. Sometimes I know I'm the only one on the road. I know that. I can see for miles, and I just switch, and then the car just starts, like, slowing down very quickly. It's very unsettling. It made me long for the days, and these are days long ago, where you could just get behind like an LTD Ford, a big boat of a car with very uncomfortable seats, shocks that you kind of actually bounce when you drive. But man, it's just you in the car. You put it in drive and it's all you. And these safety features are great, and I'm glad we have them. But it's almost like too many bells and whistles. I don't know. So very cool stuff. As I mentioned, there's a lot of basketball to be played this weekend. And the UWGB women's team, they are an 11 seed in the NCAA tournament. And they play tennis. That'll be exciting. And I don't think they're favored. Certainly not by seed pairings. But everything I've heard, and I haven't watched any basketball this year. I'm very behind, other than a few highlights. I don't know what's going on with the men's or the women's or anything, but I've heard UW Green Bay could be ripe for an upset, for pulling an upset and beating Tennessee and making a little bit of a run. So that would be kind of cool. I'll watch that one. I'm going to try to catch some of the Badgers tonight after the show. I did not see Marquette play. They won earlier. Try to check out some of the UWGB women's game tomorrow. And I'll tell you, if you're not a fan of March, and I'm typically not, you got to love basketball. To me, this is like a great distraction for the month of March, just to get you through crummy weather. And even though it's not like bone-chilling cold outside, it's miserable. There's wind that makes it feel much colder than it is. That yucky weather. I love this time of year when it comes to basketball. It really, it's kind of like NFL playoff football gets you through January if you're a football fan. Kind of the same thing with March when it comes to basketball, college basketball. So that'll be exciting. We got a few more texts here. Sherry's laughing at me. She says, LOL. I must have made a joke about my own voice echo. She says, I have, but it's weird. I don't know what you're referring to, Sherry. Sherry, we need clarification. And then I don't. Oh, Conrad, is this your Aunt Carla?
Yeah.
Are you back now?
Just trying to.
Did we figure this out? Because Cup de Gras, is that your aunt's last name?
It's Up de Gras.
Up de Gras. Okay. Carla says, much better from the app. Sherry says that was in relation to the car stuff I was talking about. Yeah, I don't know. It's very, there's beeps and there's, you know, things are beeping all the time and you're doing this. And if your head tilts forward a little bit, it starts beeping again. It's just like, they're just trying to keep you alive. But they kind of take the fun out of driving. So now I'm all over the place. But here's the thing. I don't want to burn gold if nobody can hear me. You know what I'm talking about, Conrad?
Yeah.
All right. So I think we're good on the app. Aunt Carla says we're good on the app. Can we get clarification? Do we know? Can we call someone and see if someone's listening?
It's not good on the app. It's good on the Facebook app or YouTube. Oh, okay. Or right.
So still Twitter. Just Facebook and YouTube. Okay.
It's just echoing in a loop right now. I'm trying to resolve it though.
You're trying to resolve it, but you're still just kind of sitting there with headphones on. I'm just messing with you. I don't know what to do either. Did we call someone? Is there someone we can call, like Radio 911 or something? Hello, Radio 911. What's your emergency? I've heard Quiet Riot too much tonight. That's my emergency. Oh, this is Peach Wabba. You've got jokes and nobody can hear because they're just echoey. So I have such great guests. I would hate for people not to be able to hear So we got to see what we can do. We'll figure it out, folks. But either way, it is great to have you with me here on Nightlight tonight, a Friday edition of Nightlight. Next week on Monday, this is kind of fun. I watched, and I want to save some of this too, because Conrad watched the film too, but we both watched Roadhouse last night. And we didn't plan it. I just started it after some of the basketball games, and I finished it today, and he watched it yesterday at 2 a.m. And Rob Thomas wrote a really funny Substack article. I encourage you to Google Rob Thomas Substack Roadhouse. He didn't really review it. He just pointed out 23 ridiculous things about the movie, and it's really funny. And the movie is ridiculous. I mean, it's not even, talk about mailing it in. Like, they could have done something really cool. Like, that could have been a real movie with a real bad guy. Instead, you have Conor McGregor, who's just like this clown.
The way he walked.
What is that?
Throughout the whole movie.
It made me laugh. Bad acting walking. Like trying to walk like it. He's even walking like a dink.
It made me laugh every single time I saw him.
And, you know, I don't know if you felt this way. It was sort of like, first of all, the movie did not need to have him. But since they used him, write him into the script. It's like he wasn't even written in the script. He gets a phone call, and then he goes to help fight the guy. But the guys that hired him hate him, so he's just like walking around the whole movie like Conor McGregor. I get you want him to be associated with the film because he's a fighter, but his acting wasn't great. I still don't know exactly what he was doing in the movie. Just put a picture of him in the corner of the movie if you just want us to see Conor McGregor. That made no sense. All right, Aunt Carla says, bad texter app, bad Facebook. Great. Oh, wow. We're flying by, even though much of our audience can't hear us. Now app is back, Aunt Carla says. Is that your experience, Conrad?
I didn't check yet.
Let's take a look. Or let's check it out during the what have you. But we'll talk more. We're going to talk more Roadhouse. Sydney Sweeney is playing a nun, which makes Conor McGregor in Roadhouse even less ridiculous. So we'll get to all this. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is coming up at 7:35. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. When you look at me that way, hey, I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down. I feel my heart start to tremble in whenever you're around.
You want to stream right? The over-the-air stuff is broken right now, but I'm working on that, okay?
Okay.
Welcome back. Those of you who are watching on Facebook or YouTube are in for a real treat because you can see us and you can hear us. So it's great to have those of you who are watching with me. What better thing is there to do on a Friday night than to watch radio on a stream and a guy just sitting there? Hi, everybody. Great to have you with me. I am Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. We talked a little bit about Roadhouse. And coming up in just a few minutes, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here. We're going to ask her. I'm going to ask her a lot of stuff. I've got medical questions. I've got showbiz questions. I want to see if she buys Sydney Sweeney as a nun. It's happening. It's in theaters this week. Immaculate. It's a horror film. And that somehow makes Conor McGregor, who did not need to be in Roadhouse. It was just silly. But it seems less ridiculous now than Sydney Sweeney as a nun. And maybe they explain that some way. I don't know. And the UWGB women's team plays tomorrow. A lot of stuff going on. We got basketball. Hey, Conrad, how do you say Oakland University? How do you say Jack's last name?
Oh, I just knew this. Hold on. Let me look at his name again.
Is it Goki?
Goike.
Goike. Okay.
Yeah. Like Goiki.
He should change that. I'm just saying. You're not going to make it in the NBA with that name. I don't care how many threes you sink. You got to have a cool name. Steph Curry, Michael Jordan.
Oh, I think it has a ring to it. Goiki for three.
Goiki for three. I love that name. And it's so cool. 10 threes. That's incredible. But someone said he didn't single-handedly win the game. Well, of course not, but yes, he did. 10 threes. Has that even been done?
It has, yeah. I think he tied for the fourth most in a March Madness game.
Okay.
Which is just, yeah, I was watching that game last night, and I was just like, they're going to do it.
I got 10 threes in lawn darts once. I mean, look, I'm not comparing myself. I'm just saying it wasn't easy. Or jarts.
You want to hear something?
Yes, they call it.
Pretty cool about what happened. So, Louisville and Kentucky have a pretty fierce rivalry. And yeah. After that game, Oakland's store on their website crashed, sending out orders to Louisville.
All right, back up a second. Hold on. Say that again?
So, Kentucky and Louisville have a really intense rivalry.
Yeah, yeah.
And after that game, after Oakland beat them, Oakland's team store crashed on their website because they had an increase of 5K for Goiki, and because Louisville does not like Kentucky.
That is hilarious. I'll tell you something. I know John Calipari is kind of a polarizing figure, but I cannot believe how many people really despise that guy as a coach. On my Facebook feed today, that's all people. I'm so glad Calipari lost. See you later, Calipari. All this stuff, I couldn't even remember where he coached because I know he used to coach at Memphis. He was in the NBA. I knew he coached at Kentucky. I guess he's still there, and people were thrilled. At least people that know Schwabba were thrilled Kentucky lost. I don't know. I haven't thought about Kentucky in a long time.
Hey, I don't like thinking of them.
You what?
I don't like thinking of them. I don't like the team.
Just Kentucky in general?
I'm only a Wisconsin fan, so...
So you hate all other teams.
I like Marquette just a little bit because they're in Wisconsin, okay. But and I love Milwaukee because that's my alma mater. So
yeah, they're Division I.
Yeah, they were one game away from facing Kentucky instead of Oakland.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and I would have been really happy if Milwaukee did that upset.
Yeah, are they in the NIT?
I don't think so. Actually,
they didn't even make the NIT.
They were a really surprising like team to go to the championship because I mean they won against Green Bay, which Green Bay had a great year, better than Milwaukee.
Yeah,
but yeah, so oh,
that's interesting.
I have high hopes for them next year.
Did you ever try to walk on at Milwaukee?
No, they looked at me and said, "Get off the court." All right.
you know what happened? Okay, so I went to DePaul University in Chicago, and they were not a powerhouse, but they still were relevant in the NCAAs, like in the late '80s, and. When I played high school basketball, I could jump and I could shoot, but I couldn't dribble, which posed a problem for me getting into the games. But my friend said, you should go to the tryouts. What if you got hot and you hit like all these shots? Like basically he wanted me to try to trick the DePaul basketball program into taking me on as a walk-on. And I got to tell you, I loved the idea, but the other thing I'm under pressure, forget it. I'm not hitting any shots.
Yeah.
So I knew I didn't have a prayer. So I didn't do it. But I thought that was an interesting experiment. But Jack Goiki, 10 threes.
Impressive.
This guy's a rock star. Where is Oakland? Is that outside of Detroit?
It's north of Detroit.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, good for them. I could get behind. Like if Wisconsin was out and, you know, Marquette was out. And all the other Big Ten teams were out. I would cheer for Oakland. I'd probably cheer for Oakland over some Big Ten teams, especially with a guy named Jack Goiki. I like that. This is kind of a cool thing. Kristen Lyerly is coming up in just a few minutes, folks. I hope we get this little issue we're having solved by then, because you hate to waste a good guest. I mean, she's a nightlight bestie. So hopefully we'll figure that out. But to those of you watching in the stream, you will not want to miss Kristen. She'll be here very shortly. I thought this was kind of cool. Kevin Bacon is going back to the prom. Payson, Utah, where they shot Footloose, is moving to another building. And they invited Kevin Bacon to their prom on the 40th anniversary. They started this hashtag Bacon to Payson thing. Bacon became aware of it because, you know, the 6 degrees, he's related to everybody. And he went on the Today Show and announced that he would do it. So he is going back 40 years later to prom at Payson High School in Utah. I think that is really cool. Kevin Bacon just does stuff once in a while where you go, I bet he's a good dude. Like, I don't know him. I don't know what my degree of separation is from him. I think I did know at one point, but he just seems like a good guy. And that's my question tonight. We're just getting to it now. Do you believe this? What celebrity would you want to come to your prom? What celebrity do you want to come to your prom? Or would you be most excited to see? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I have to think about that one. Sydney Sweeney dressed as a nun. That would be cool. Conor McGregor. He wore nothing in Roadhouse for like 5 minutes. Did you notice that, Conrad?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it? That's your only reaction? Yeah, I did. I did notice his bottom. Okay, so Dr. Kristen will be here next. You will not want to miss this. She's always so much fun. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. We are back. Are we officially back, Conrad?
We are officially back.
So you are ready to take texts from listeners.
Of course.
Did Sage fix this?
Yes, Sage did.
Can... just get that guy a cape. He is a genius. Like, he's just a... that's incredible.
Yeah.
He's on the phone. 2 minutes later, we're back up.
Some what people do you just got that.
Some people... yeah. I mean, I would just start pushing buttons and hope for the best.
You know, turn it all
that
off.
That could work.
Turn it back
know?
On again.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes it does.
Conrad, how do you feel after Sage just kind of came in and fixed everything?
I think you said it. I think he deserves a cape.
Yeah.
The Civic Media superhero.
I'm not going to lie to you. It's emasculating. I just feel very subpar right now. And we got all these texts. All right. So Kristen Lierley is here. Dr. Kristen Lierley. It's so great to have you. You are like, where do we rank? Thank you, buddy. Where do we rank Kristen as a guest?
Are we ranking our guests?
I like to ask Conrad questions when he's leaving the room and he can't answer. this is so great to have you here. So we have some text. Our question tonight, mm-hmm. Dr. Lierley, if that is your real name, what celebrity do you want to go to your prom? Because did you hear that Kevin Bacon is going back to the prom where they shot Footloose 40 years ago?
Yes. And when you asked that question, I thought to myself, my prom now
yeah.
or my prom back in 1986? Because those 86. Answers would be different.
You just say the cast of The Outsiders.
No.
Okay.
Duran Duran.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I love Duran Duran.
Specifically John Taylor, but I would have taken any of them.
Who was the... Simon Le Bon was the lead singer, right?
Still is. They're still touring.
Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah. And Andy is not playing because he has prostate cancer, but everybody else is playing.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
So if he has prostate cancer, that means he's definitely a man, right?
Yeah, don't ask John Mino that question, though, because he's a little unsure about that.
Well, I'm sure he's not anymore after talking to you. Yeah, I love Duran Duran. Like, they had that song, you know, they had their big hits, and I liked all of them, Rio and Hungry Like the Wolf and all that. But when they put that album out, like, in the 90s that had Ordinary World on it,
mm-hmm.
I was like, man, they're on another level. Like, that pop stuff they did was great,
mm-hmm.
but they're really good. good band. I love them.
They kind of did the thing that the Beatles did. You know, the Beatles came out and it was all like, yeah. And then they got more serious and they met more people and their influences changed. And then it was the White Album. You know, like they evolved over a very short period of time. They weren't around that long. What, 5 years?
Yeah, and then they're already off. Like John Lennon's writing Imagine. Well, that came a little later. But listen, I'm not the biggest Beatles fan. I love the Beatles, but George Harrison, as a solo artist, I think better than John Lennon. Like, his songs are incredible.
Yeah. And
just my opinion.
His musicality, like the way he brought the sitar and all the Indian influence in.
And My Sweet Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see, Conrad, take a memo. We should, he laughs. We should find that Billy Preston version of My Sweet Lord with all the all-star casts like Eric Clapton and George Harrison's kid and Ringo's there and Jeff Lynne from ELO. Oh, my God. It's just like incredible.
Billy Preston was the fifth Beatle.
The fifth Beatle. That's correct. They should have just made him a Beatle.
Yeah.
A Beatle, not a fifth Beatle.
Yeah.
Because he didn't number the other guys. Ringo would be four. But let's read some texts here. We are back up. This is so exciting. We actually have Nightlight on a Friday night now. From the 707, Sherry from Northwest Coast, California says, you have a you have a terrible echo on your channel.
We did.
I should have read that over first. Here I am trumpeting our triumph, our victory here. Pete, you are echoing and stuck in a loop. So I think here I am. I'm like, oh, we got all these texts I got to get through. They're just telling me we were echoing when I couldn't see what was happening. Very bad on the radio, another storm. Oh, 707, Sherry says again, oh, FYI, another storm starting about 4 a.m.
No.
No?
I deny that.
Listen,
I'm not saying that we're not getting a storm. I just don't want to think about it.
Yeah, I don't want to either.
It's spring. Brittany Merlot told me that it was spring. And I specifically said, Brittany, is it spring? And she said, yes.
Well, it technically is spring, but that doesn't mean. I mean, this is Wisconsin. We can get snow in May, you know? But I don't. Brittany is going to be along at 8:05, so you can ask her that yourself.
I did already.
Oh,
I did on Thursday when it was all coming.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can follow up with her, though.
And she loves it. Yeah, you can hold her feet to the fire.
Like, nobody loves the weather like Brittany Merlot.
Yeah, I sort of bragged about my five-day forecasts when I started here, and then I realized Brittany's right more than I am. Because I'm just a guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's my five-day forecasts are just kind of what I want it to be. You know what I mean? Like,
today, sunny. Tomorrow, also sunny.
Sherry says, sorry, middle message, not for you. Now I have to go back and see what message was not for me. Oh, that's probably another storm starting about
the car stuff.
4 a.m. What?
The car stuff.
What happened?
That was probably Sherry's middle message.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She thought we were AAA. Conrad, we should get over there and help Sherry change a tire. We can provide that service, folks. That's what sets us apart from different talk shows. Stacy Sue says on the feed, she would like Jude Law to go to her prom. That's a good one.
Uh-huh.
Jake Ryan. Were you a Jake Ryan fan, Kristen? From 16 Candles?
Oh.
He was kind of the hunky guy who never really did anything after that movie.
Yeah. No, I mean, he was a handsome man.
He was. And, you know, he was nice to Molly Ringwald.
He was.
Christy Barlaman says, tell Dr. Kristen Schmalz-Lyerly hi from Christy Barlaman and Walter.
Well, hi, Christy and Walter.
You can talk to them while I read the rest of these texts or scan them first before I read them so they're not talking about echoes.
You know, speaking of 16 Candles, my son got detention today.
What?
Uh-huh. He got detention. And I shouldn't like out him like this, but he's not too upset about it because it was like a minor reason. But I was kind of excited for him because I think you should have detention at some point in your life so that you can have your Breakfast Club experience.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you can sit in there with all the other ne'er-do-wells.
Yeah. And then I had to explain the Breakfast Club to him and he kind of got excited about it. And we might have to watch it this weekend so he'll know what to expect.
That's hilarious. You know what's so funny about the Breakfast Club? Like, they're still cashing in on it. Like, those actors, a lot of them kind of have had their day. But Andrew McCarthy is doing a documentary on that group, the Rat Pack.
Oh,
the
Brat
Pack, yeah. And Judd Nelson said, yeah, no thanks.
Oh.
He said about McCarthy, he said, yeah, he's a nice guy and all, but I haven't talked to him in like, what, 35 years?
Well,
so he's going to sit it out.
Yeah. Well, that's consistent with his character.
Yeah. Very well said.
Thank you.
He doesn't need the money either, probably. Like the others do, maybe. Paula says, Patrick Swayze from the original Roadhouse, a dance with him at prom.
A dance with him.
I don't think, Paula, your son Conrad needs to hear you speak so luridly about said Swayze.
No, go ahead, Mom.
Go ahead,
get a dance with Swayze.
here's Conrad's dad chiming in. They're going to have an argument over Nightlight here about. And here says, Steve says, an interesting fact about the new 2024 movie Roadhouse is that Fred the Tree, currently located outside Marathon in the Florida Keys. Oh, that's right. Conrad's folks are there. Mm. On the famous 7 Mile Bridge, not too far from where Conrad's parents once lived. Conrad, your dad is referring to himself in third person. I've got issues with that, but we'll proceed. Apparently, it was filmed specifically for the movie. Can you and Conrad verify you've seen the famous tree watching the movie? I'm sure it will soon be a Jeopardy question.
Yeah, I remember seeing that when he first arrives in the Keys.
Yeah.
And then he gets the book about Fred.
Right, from the girl at the store.
Yep.
That was the one scene where he wasn't getting punched in the face.
Oh, jeez.
Tom from New Berlin says, she rocks. I don't know who Tom is referring to. Tom, clarify, please. We need clarification, Tom, from New Berlin. He says, she rocks.
I think he's talking about Kristen, because you said how good of a guest.
Oh, yeah. And look at the detective work Conrad is doing. 7 minutes ago, I just brought you on. You're right. Kristen does rock. No question about that.
Aw, thanks. Thanks, Tom. If that was for me.
Tom. Tom feels very awkward now. Like, oh, no. I didn't mean to compliment her. Tom says Kristen. But he says Christian. He might be talking about all Christians.
You know what that makes me think of?
But I think that's close enough.
When I was in high school, the Night Ranger song Sister Christian was a big deal, and my friends would sing that to me, and I didn't like it. I don't know why. I know you would think that you'd be like, funny. This is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't know why. I like it now.
Sister Kristen. Mm-hmm. Do you have a sister?
I do.
Yeah.
Her name is Carrie.
Sister Kristen. Did she ever refer to you like that?
No, but I bet some of my high school friends are out there and they're thinking, yeah, that did happen.
They can verify. Yeah, we need a voucher, please.
Yeah, Kakana High School, class of 1987, if you're out there, we hear
that's
you.
That's right. You're not far from home.
I know. Those are my people.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
All right, from the 818, Bridget says, Peg says, Rock Hudson. He is tall.
Oh.
He is real tall and handsome.
Yeah.
A big guy and always played a good guy. That's pretty true, right?
Sure, yeah.
And then Bridget says, Brad Pitt, a slow dance with Brad Pitt. Mm. I think she speaks probably for most of the women in America.
I'm a Brad Pitt fan.
Are you? He's good. He's good. I'm a Brad Pitt fan. I don't want to slow dance with him, but you know what? I would slow dance with
him. I think you would.
Just to say I slow dance with him. I don't want to get anything out of it. I don't dig him in the big way.
He would like it too.
I'm a good dancer. Is that why you said that?
Yeah.
Have you heard the rumors?
No.
All right. Keep those texts coming, folks. The question is, who, and this was inspired by Kevin Bacon going back to the actual Footloose school where they filmed the movie in Payson, Utah. He's going back to their prom 40 years later. They invited him. He accepted. I think that's really cool. So our question is, what celebrity would you want to see at your prom? Once again, it's 855-752-4842. We are sort of discombobulated here. Conrad, tell people how they can watch on the stream.
Yeah, so we're on Facebook, the WGBW page, Facebook Nightlight. On YouTube, we're Civic Media. And on Twitter or X, we're on WGBW.
All right. And we got quite a few on the stream tonight, probably because of the app. But yeah, tune in. The best way too, folks, if you want to text, we have a great, I'm saying this after what happened, but it is an excellent app. And Nightlight is on statewide. Click on any of the stations. There's a little icon. You just fire away, and we're going to tell you about a contest that's happening here at Civic Media, too. Maybe we'll do that at the top of the hour, right before we bring Brittany on. Because whenever we have Brittany on, that's when we know we have the most listeners. Because they're coming here to hear Brittany and to hear what she has to say about the weather. So, Kristen, all right, let's get to the actual. I feel like we're playing catch up here.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Take a deep breath. We have to take like a yoga breath and like just go, okay, everything is working again now. We're fine. Downward dog.
Yes.
So I have to ask you, is there any new medical news I need to be aware of? This is why I have Kristen on, is to get free medical advice. It's all in the name of radio.
In what arena? Like in like the diet arena? You want to talk about Princess Kate?
That's yeah, I new. Do.
Yeah, that broke this afternoon.
What's happening? So you were kind of following it though, right?
Well, I think many people were wondering what the heck is going on with Kate. She had abdominal surgery and then she disappeared and the weird doctored photo. And
right.
then what happened? So today she made a statement that you can see. It's short. And she talked about how she had this abdominal surgery. And at the time, it didn't appear that there was any cancer there. But they subsequently found out that there is a cancer there. And now she's receiving chemotherapy. And she appreciates the love and affection, but also the time that she has been able to spend with her family and reassuring her children that she's going to be okay.
So what? She's young. Was she in her 40s?
Yeah, people get cancer in their 40s.
No, I know they do. I know. But listen, I'm not that unmedical, okay? I'm aware of that. You have to insult me on my own show.
But, you know, but people, you are more likely to get cancer the older you get.
Correct.
Age is your biggest risk factor.
So, but abdominal cancer, is that a rare thing for someone her age to have, or is it just...
Well, we know she had abdominal surgery, but think about what is in your abdomen. All of the bits and nuggets and bowel and ovaries and uterus and kidneys, and there's a lot of stuff in there.
There's more junk food in my abdomen today than I was so good for so long and I broke down. All right. Kristen Lyerly is here. I'm going to shake her down for more medical advice when we come back. And we're going to play a game. I'm going to see your knowledge of the movies will be on display. And you're going to be a rock star in a totally different realm, too.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. We'll set that up for you. And then Brittany Merlot coming up at 8:05. And we're going to tell you about the Civic Media contest that you will not want to miss. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. You probably heard this song at high school dances.
Yeah, we would sing our house or Dawn's house in the middle of her street. We had a whole like list of lyrics about my friend Dawn and her chair in her room in her house in the middle of her street.
And
we thought you were
sister
so
Kristen.
Funny.
She was Dawn. You all had your own song.
We didn't have computers back then. We had to do something for fun.
I know. Where do you stand on that? Because some days I wish there was no technology.
Yeah.
Like phones are too smart. I say something and it corrects me and I'm like, no, that's not what I meant. And then it records that because I didn't hit the off button and I'm like, it's a mess.
Have you used ChatGPT to have it generate something for you?
Not by myself, in a group once.
So literally all you have to do is say, dear ChatGPT, generate a speech about turtles in the Florida Keys and make it 5 minutes long and it will literally write a speech for you. And it won't be perfect. Like you'll still have to fix it, but it's unbelievable.
I am not going near ChatGPT until it can write a perfect speech about turtles. I draw a line in the sand there. Yeah,
that's
scary.
The turtles can't get past it.
Yeah. I just don't want the turtles to get hurt. But I do. I long for the days when there was nothing. Not even a cell phone. But
when
then
you were
I'm like,
bored. Remember being bored when you were a kid?
Yes.
Yes.
It wasn't so bad. If you had other people to be bored with, then you could fix that, you know? But like, I have to say, I love watching any sitcom I want to watch before I go to bed, laying in bed and watching Seinfeld or Cheers or Friends or whatever, you know? So I'm glad technology is where it is, but it's scary.
Yeah. I talked to my kids about it because they grew up in this time when there was always an iPhone. There was always a computer. Everything was always at the tips of their fingers. They didn't have to, you know, we'd have to go to the library to look things up
or
find an encyclopedia. And it's like, it's right here. So it's just really, it's very different, but there's no going back because we're there.
That's what you think.
You can try.
Got a little plan I want to talk to you about after the show. No, it's nefarious. I will say I'm proud that my kids, every once in a while, they get sick of it. Like my son got his first phone when he was about 14 or 12, maybe. He held off for quite a while. My daughter's had it much longer. It's pretty much been part of her life. Mm-hmm. And they both still get sick of it, even though it's all they know. And I'm happy about that. I'm happy they're at least questioning it and saying, all right, I need a break from this thing. Mm-hmm. You know,
my second son wants a flip phone. He does not want his smartphone. He's like, dial it back.
All right. This is interesting because, Conrad, have I told my story about washing my phone on the air?
I don't think so.
Okay. So this is a mea culpa. It's soul bearing. I'm an open book right now. I've washed an iPhone twice.
Twice?
Yes.
Because the first time it didn't get clean enough? What?
There was still condemning stuff on there. I had to get rid of it. No, here's what I do. I get a laundry basket. I put a bunch of laundry in it. And then I'm going to be downstairs for a while. So I put my phone on top. I get down there. I dump the laundry into the wash. I've done that twice and within a year. And I get that sick feeling when I get back upstairs because my mind is just going in a million different directions. And I'm like, where is my phone? And then I got to go to the store the next day. So I just buy cheap phones. So I get the cheapest iPhone. I was like $200 because I'm an idiot. And I know that. But here's where it gets interesting. So I thought I'm just going to get a flip phone because I'm obviously too big of a moron to own a smartphone because I do stupid things with it. Getting a flip phone would have been about $25 cheaper than getting a smartphone. Mm-hmm. It's not even, you don't even really save any money. No. So I was going to punish myself with a flip phone for about 6 months. And I'm like, you know, no. So I didn't do it. But I applaud your son. That's pretty impressive that he is aware of that and wants to shun kind of, you know, social media and stuff like that.
He's old school, though. So I got some potatoes the other day, and instead of making, like, hash browns out of a bag, he shreds the potatoes. And then he says to me, hey, Mom, where's the cheesecloth? Like, I'm Laura Ingalls, and I'm just hiding the cheesecloth under the, I don't know, the barrel.
What is a cheesecloth?
Exactly. It's just a cloth that has a lot of holes in it, and you can put, like, a potato in it, and you squeeze it, and all the moisture comes out of it. So we have no cheesecloth at our house. So he improvised. And then he handmade some hash browns, which were quite good.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, but this is what he does. He did this during COVID with sourdough. He perfected the perfect sourdough. He hasn't baked it since then. But like he just gets on this thing where he wants to do this. Pretty soon he's going to be churning butter.
Yeah. Maybe. I got some socks I need darned, if you wouldn't mind.
Darn your socks.
Can I drop them off and pick them up on Friday?
Julian. He needs a socks darned.
So how old is Julian?
23.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool that he's doing all this. I don't know that it's ever going to come in handy for him, but if it's like a hobby and just, or something to connect with.
He's a practical guy.
That's really cool. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Okay. So we were talking about medical stuff. This stuff you brought in, which is very nice. Kombucha. Okay. And it's very healthy. There's turmeric.
Yeah, it comes in a lot of different flavors. So this one just happens to be the mango turmeric flavor.
I like mango.
And it's made by Nasala. The kind I brought tonight is made by Nasala out of Madison.
Wow. And it's a probiotic.
It's a fermented tea. So yeah, it's a probiotic.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of cool. So any other health tips? You know, I'm trying to be healthier. I'm at a point in my life where I can either spend the rest of my life expanding or I can recapture the old days and get back my 3.5-pack.
Uh-huh.
what should I be? Like, I've done keto. I like keto. And I do some fasting in there, too. Uh-huh. What else can I do?
With regards to nutrition?
Yeah.
You find yourself a diet that works for you.
Yeah.
That helps you maintain a healthy weight. Okay. And you follow it. But that diet cannot be Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. It has to be fruits and vegetables. I know.
I knew there was a catch.
And not, like, not the supplements. Like, real fruits and vegetables with fiber and nutrition in them. That is so important. Like, that is the one thing that I think most of us could do.
But wait, what do you mean real fruits and vegetables as opposed to what? Like, are there...
Oh, have you seen the supplements on TV that they're selling?
That you can get in a pill.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking... Okay, gotcha.
Is supplements? No. Supplements do not replace real fruits and vegetables in your body.
Of course not.
And it's not just like the vitamins and minerals. It's the fiber. The fiber is what helps clean out your GI system.
Okay.
Gives you good bowel movements, keeps your colon healthy. We've seen a remarkable increase in colon cancer in young people. And a lot of it is because our diets are ultra processed foods. We're not eating enough fiber.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about every time you're here, we end up talking about the colon.
I mean,
I know
we
it's
got
a,
other
it's,
stuff it's, we can talk about.
I know you do. No, we can stick with the colon. All right, more colon talk and more health tips. And then we're going to give Kristen a movie quiz. And I'm excited. But also, you're going to sit with me. We're going to talk to Brittany Merlot. We're going to see what she says. So we got
we're
a lot
ask
of fun
her about
stuff.
Spring.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of fun stuff coming up on Nightlight with Peach Schwab. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.